This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Blessed to have the most listened to radio talk show on the Northern Plains. This is What's on Your Mind from the Mothership 550 K-Fire, Bismarck, Mandan. In Bismarck today, but my address changed just a little bit. Down at the lottery office, picking up my check for $1.4 billion. So, give it up, folks.
Okay, you do know the check's not actually, you know.
I have the check. I have a photo of it. I'm actually going to send it to you, Todd.
Really?
Proof coming in minutes. Yeah, exactly
okay,
right.
Yeah, because I want to post that.
AM 1100, the flag, Fargo, Moorhead, USA, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the valley, KTGO, 1090 radio in Tioga, and 1460 KLTC on the iHeart Radio app as well. And all of our stations have apps you can download and listen to us wherever you're at. Take us along. We'd appreciate it. Thanks so much. I'm Scott Hannon. Todd Mitchell is here. Trent Luce is going to be here this hour. We did not get to all of your questions on the lottery, so we've asked Randy Miller to come back and ask any questions. If you have those, why don't you get them in now? When you call our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, you have two options. You push one to leave a message. You press two to chat with us live on the air. So if you want to talk to Trent Luce, and I would if I were you, you press two. If you want to leave a message and ask a question on the lottery or anything else, or just sort of have your say on whatever it is you're calling about, press one. Simple as that. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. 701-226-8503. The Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline to call is 800-228-0550. The Lotto line, different number. The Lotto line, that's just for until the $1.4 billion jackpot is drawn. If you want on in on the office pool we're doing here, What's on Your Mind, Todd, now you want on a, we're doing the honor system. We're going to buy a ticket.
You got me in on this, right?
Of course. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So I want to make sure.
Todd and I are buying a ticket, and our listeners are saying, I'm in. I want in. So we love it. Call 855-200-1776. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now tell lottery time. And all you need to do is say, hey, my name is Tom. I'm in on the lottery deal. I'm from wherever you're from. You know, just give us your name. So we have your information, and then we'll all do this together. So then, when I win, what I will simply do is go find all those telephone numbers and Todd's number and say, here's our number. We won. Where are we going? What are we going to do with this? Yahoo! Here's your share. So anyway, that's the little fun we're having.
That's going to be how you say it every time, right?
450 locations to choose from, and if you don't want to stand in line right now, you can buy online and pick your favorite retailer, and they'll still get a little share, which is kind of nice. World record, $1.4 billion lotto. Pretty incredible what's going on right now. Okay. What else we got to do? We got to tell you about our friends at Polar Service Center who bring you the program, and then we're going to chat with Trent Luce. Polar Service Center is in Williston now. So you folks up by Williston or heading to Williston with a truck that needs any kind of repair, but certainly with a tank, you're going to find the newest location there. Kildare as well, but they have, and they've been at this a long time. They have that R-Stamp certification. I mean, if you need tank repair, they're the best. They really are. Very few repair shops have the certification that Polar Service Center has. National Board of Boiler and Pressure Vessel Inspectors. They do it well. And they can build you a trailer. They can wash it, kill your location, weld it, fix it, collision repair at their Billings location, and bumper to bumper mechanical work, truck and trailer, at both Williston and Kildare's locations. Williston's location now is out on Highway 2 near the Ramada. Peterbilt loves truck stop. Tell them Scott sent you. Polar Service Centers. All right. Our next guest is the great Trent Luce, sixth-generation rancher and a great communicator. Just back from Oregon, or maybe still there. I don't know. I should ask. Trent, how are you? Welcome back.
Well, it's good to be back. I'm surprised I have time to get in here with you announcing you've won the lottery. I figured all of your cousins you've never had and illegitimate children would be contacting one apart.
Well, we have a good screening system here. We have Manny. They don't get any better than that. Manny will chat with him. He'll separate the wheat from the chaff for us. Not a problem.
Right.
Yeah. are you back in the heartland?
I am back in Nebraska. I'm at home. I got home yesterday afternoon. I had a very troubling week to Oregon, guys. It was not very settling with what I encountered.
So for folks that have not been following this at all in a minute or so, just what's going on?
In a minute or so, what has happened is the federal government and two agencies through the BLM and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife have made the Hammond family out to be criminals dating back to 1981. They've been fighting in the court system. They lost in the court system through a legal and a civil charge. In 2012, federal court Judge Hogan ruled that these charges or the penalty was cruel and unusual punishment to individuals, did not give them the mandatory minimum of 5 years. He sentenced Dwight Hammond to 90 days, Stephen Hammond to 1 year. They served their time. They didn't say anything about it. They served their time, even though I could make a case they were unjustly convicted. That's irrelevant. When they finished their sentence, they were resentenced to 5 years because the BLM and the U.S. Forest Service, the individuals who were directors for that region, who happened to be husband and wife, by the way, pressed the case, and they went back to federal prison 1 week ago yesterday, January 4th, to finish a five-year sentence. As a result of that, Eamon Bundy led a charge to occupy the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge. He did that on Saturday afternoon, 10 days ago, and basically occupied that. He did not bust down like you've been hearing. What he did was he walked in. Most of the doors were unlocked. There were some doors locked. This is an unoccupied wildlife refuge in the winter. And he held a press conference. He said, "We have occupied the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge. We plan to stay here until, number one, clemency for the Hammonds is seen and the federal land in Harney County comes back to the control of the local people. If you come and try to remove us, we will exercise our Second Amendment right." That, in a nutshell, is what has happened.
You can't see this story and not see that the feds really have harassed these poor Hammonds till it's sad. Yet some would say, I had Lars Larson on the program not long ago, who's an Oregon talk show host and a conservative and on our side, the vast majority of these issues. He's saying, look, I believe the Hammonds have been harassed. It's horrible. It's terrible. But by the letter of the law, they did do wrong. Do you agree with that?
No, I do not agree with that at all. And here's what's most troubling about this whole thing. I saw a letter last week written by a member of the Department of Justice who explained to the Harney County residents why they were criminals. In there it states three things that are blatant lies, but the one I want to talk about, which seems to be the one that captures everybody's attention, is that in 2001, Stephen Hammond was poaching with friends, killed dozens of deer, and then to cover it up, lit a fire to try to hide the fact that he was poaching deer. Number one, this is a farm and ranch family. We don't poach deer, okay? Number two, I asked Susie Hammond about this point blank Saturday morning. She said, "Trent, I don't understand why that continues to be in the news, because it was never even submitted as testimony because the Oregon or the Utah outfitter who made this claim was upset with the Hammonds because they would never let him hunt on their deeded property. It was never presented as testimony because he was considered an uncredible source of information, and yet we now have members of the Department of Justice using it as one of the reasons that they were criminals. And secondly, the second fire was out as a result of a lightning strike. They called and got permission for this one. Set the fire that back burned and put out the fire with permission from the federal government. And despite that whole tape, and it's recorded, it's not hearsay. It was recorded. It was presented in court. There's so many things about the court proceedings that we cannot go into in this short of a time.
Did they have poor representation?
They had extremely poor representation. And another very telling point is that when it all started back in the early days, they sat down in mediation and the government basically said $900,000 payment and we'll drop all 22 charges. See, the core of the issue right here is that they own two pieces of property that are very, very pristine. In fact, all of the NGO groups in the area, the so-called environmentalists, say that their property is too pristine on the Steens Mountain to be deeded land. It should be public land.
Oh, my gosh. So, hang on a second. We'll finish on the other side of the break. Trent Luce with us, talking about the situation at the National Wildlife Refuge and with the Hammond Ranch out in Oregon is captivating a lot of news headlines right now and very disconcerting for ranchers. Stay tuned.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Chairman Tyler Spike. The North Dakota Soybean Council is governed by a 12-member board of directors who are all soybean farmers. We are eligible to serve a maximum of 2 3-year terms. Our directors are intelligent, strategic, and take their jobs very seriously. Considerable thought and due diligence goes in every decision our board members make relative to checkoff investments. You have 5 exceptional Soybean Council employees working on your behalf every day who are experienced, highly knowledgeable, and effective leaders with great passion for serving the soybean industry. We work to support your success by investing checkoff dollars in programs that will help you be more knowledgeable, competitive, and profitable.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call and click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
How'd you sleep last night? All right, how about the night before that? Most important thing to your health is your sleep, friends. It really is. You got to get a good night's rest, and MyPillow has helped me get a good night's rest. It has totally changed the way I sleep. Usually tossing, turning, you know, up a few times a night. Not unusual for me to sleep completely through the night. I credit MyPillow. And if you call Todd or I, or if you use Todd or I as an example when you call MyPillow to say it's worked for us, they'll say, you know what, you got the 50% off deal. That's right. 2 for 1 on the original classic pillow. 800-506-9028. That's Scott and Todd guy. They said they slept better. Todd, you're sleeping better, aren't you?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Yeah, we love it. We love it. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott is all you need to know. And you're going to have the pillow. I mean, again, it doesn't get much different than 2 for 1 deal, 10-year warranty, money-back guarantee for 60 nights, less shipping and handling. It's a great deal. No risk there. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Trent Luce is here, Luce Tales. We're talking about how the Hammonds, a ranching family from Oregon in the news, have been treated by the federal government. That, to me, is the biggest story here. I think if, you know, the expose could be front and center for the American people to see of saying, okay, the federal government there, a neighbor, and a private landowner there, a neighbor, how's that worked? And that's sort of what you were talking about before the break in what you believe this was all about, in that they just wouldn't give up enough land to them, so they were set on harassing them, they being the BLM and U.S. Fish and Wildlife. Right, Trent?
That's correct. You know, the other part of this, and there have been many people in our listening area bring it up. Remember, don't quote me on the date, but you guys will remember, I think it was 2 years ago, there was a prescribed burn down in the Bowman area by the government, I believe that was Forest Service. It got away, burned deeded property to the tune of thousands of acres. I believe it killed 150 head of cattle. The Hammonds even admitted they, you know, if you say, okay, we had permission, we put the fire out, we saved money, they still only burned 127 acres total, period. Nobody's ever accused them of burning more than that. And it's not arson. It's resource management. That's what they did.
And by the way, that charge was thrown out of court at the state level, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
And the appeal for the resentencing would not be heard. See, where this has not been presented anywhere. The original judge, federal judge, after they were convicted in 2012, his sentence was 1 year for Stephen, 90 days for Dwight. He said, cruel and unusual punishment. I'm going to give you this very, very light sentence. The appeal that the federal government came after the first time was rejected by a court, would not be heard. So then they took it to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco. And that's where the resentencing happened.
No,
guys, I've not yet run into an attorney that said they've ever heard of anybody who completed their sentence and then were resentenced after completing a sentence.
So what's going on? Why are they harassing their neighbors? Why is the federal government so hostile to the Hammonds?
Two reasons. One, I've already walked you through. They own land that people consider to be pristine, and it should be public land, not private land. And number two, there has been nobody in the history in federal lands ranching that has been more successful in acquiring legal water rights from the government, because they've been able to uncover so much information. Susie Hammond is a great researcher. She learned in the late 70s. There's scientific studies documenting that where ranchers have been grazing, birds, migratory birds, are 14 times more likely to land on than the BLM land that's not been grazed properly. The BLM saw them as a danger to what they've been trying to do, which is to chase private ownership out of the West, chase cows off of federal lands, and Hammonds were enemy number one.
I want to ask you about the Bundy presence there. Has it been helpful? Is it, you know, some have suggested that it's sort of grandstanding on the part of Bundy's to get back in the game, if you will, and get their name out front and grabbing on to this. I know you did a very informative interview. We're going to put that on our Facebook page as well with Bundy. What's your take on what they bring to this?
That's exactly what I thought when I heard that Eamon Bundy had occupied the Federal Wildlife Refuge. And today I will tell you, as most of the citizens of Burns, Oregon told me, it was perfect, it was absolutely needed, Eamon Bundy has done a tremendous job at getting the information presented to people about why he's there. He's not grandstanding. He's exercising his Second Amendment right and said, we're going to occupy this until justice is done. And it would not have happened. The information would not be being presented as it is if it were not for doing it as he did. He, by the way, when I was there, at 11:30 on Saturday morning when a militia group, which is, I'm not anti-militia, this is a fairly radical militia group, they showed up at the wildlife refuge and Eamon said, you guys are not seeing us this the way we are. You need to leave. He made them leave. Now, I'm told yesterday they're still in Burns, but they're at the airport, not with Eamon Bundy. Eamon Bundy is handling this exactly like he should. I have all the respect in the world for him after spending a couple hours with him. Talking to the people that live in Burns, Oregon. That's what's getting left out of the equation. People in Burns are saying, thank you. Now, most of them are saying, thank you. It's time for you to go, but thank you.
How will this end?
I've asked myself that for 2 days coming home, and I don't know.
What can our audience do? What are you asking your audience to do?
Asking them to do two things in particular. Number one, go to whitehouse.gov. There's a petition that everybody needs to sign asking for clemency for the Hammonds. That's job one. Number two is get the facts about what has happened in Oregon to this ranching family, to all federal lands ranchers, and share with your elected officials, because it's not exclusive to federal lands issues. We have a BLM that has taken deeded property from a ranching family in Texas. I've been told in my home state of Nebraska, the BLM and the Forest Service on the Niobrara River is working on the same type of land grab. We have land grabs happening all across this country, not only on federal lands. Deeded property is being stolen from individuals. Personal property rights are under attack. Your elected official needs to know.
Well, I'm glad you went there. I honestly first heard about this, was absolutely outraged. Talked to Lars Larson. He had a little different take from an Oregon perspective on it. Was a little less forgiving of the Hammonds than you've been. But to go there to get the facts, to lay them out for us, to talk to the family and, you know, have Bundy on and do what you've done is a yeoman service for ranchers out there dealing with stuff every day.
I want to tell you one thing, and I know we're out of time. I was honored to be asked to moderate a town hall meeting in Burns, Oregon, Friday night. I had 200 people there, and guys, I had more media than I knew existed in my audience. And the people of Harney County want to take control of the situation, and that's exactly what I support, what needs to happen.
God bless you, Trent. Thanks.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
The Northern Soybean Expo will be held on February 2nd at the Fargo Holiday Inn. A live taping of the U.S. Farm Report will feature a panel of the nation's leading and in-demand market analysts. Speakers include Dr. Barry Asmus, senior economist with the National Center for Policy Analysis, and Dr. Bill Wilson, professor in the Department of Agribusiness and Applied Economics at NDSU. This event is open to all soybean farmers. For more information, log on to the North Dakota Soybean website at ndsoybean.org.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping, personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Farm for a living, a ranch for a living, I would never vote for anyone for dog catcher on up without them correctly answering the following question. What do you think of Trent Luce? I'm telling you, that guy is a national treasure. I'm telling you, he is amazing. Goes up there and moderates a town hall meeting and meets with the Hammond family and interviews, Bundy. I just think it's unbelievable. I really do. We have some breaking news. Todd, do you have that kind of Fox News Channel breaking news, like this is a big deal kind of? You work on that while I... as soon as you have it ready, I'll give the breaking news.
Give me a little time.
We should just steal the Fox News Channel one. We're a Fox News affiliate.
Hang on. That's serious.
Yeah. So you find a breaking news thing, and then I'll give it to you. But I do want to, before I do that, tell you about the good folks at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. I mentioned earlier I had a chance to visit with some folks from the sugar beet world that farm and raise sugar beets. And owners of the American Crystal Sugar Plants. We were talking about how absolutely devoid of the truth the whole GMO debate is, and it's really scary. And then we thought about the Keystone XL pipeline as an example. And then, that pipeline was shut down, devoid of any facts of anything it would do in the way of environmental impact. Okay, and then let's talk coal. We talked about coal last night. Again, the idea of Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Energy, we're dead without it, literally. We're dead without it. So we want it secure and reliable. And right now, it's very affordable. And the federal government is out to make sure both things change. The affordability and the reliability. And it will happen unless you engage in the debate. And that's why a resource like the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future is so darn important. Extremely important. I love the folks in the lignite industry. It touches many things. There's many jobs. There's many neighbors. There's many things. But affordable electricity, reliable electricity, and the fact that it's under attack with a clean power plant is something you need to know. Find out more. Their website, secureenergyfuture.org. Randy Miller, the director of the lottery, is coming back on with us to answer any more of your questions, because we didn't get to all of them when we had he and Wayne Stengel on earlier. But before, are we ready for the breaking news, Ted?
It just crashed our thing here.
We have some... our theme crashed?
Our theme crashed. You believe that?
The thingy in which we play the breaking news. See, Fox News does this. First of all, they do breaking news five times an hour. When we do it, it's a really big deal. So,
let's go with that.
I like that. Okay, I like that.
Okay.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is our designation that we have some breaking news.
Now we have the breaking news. That was just to demonstrate to you what it sounded like. So.
This just in. The lottery jackpot for tomorrow night's drawing is now at $1.5
billion.
It had to happen. Breaking news. Ladies and gentlemen, it had to happen. $1.5 billion. Can you believe that? Randy Miller is the director of the North Dakota Lottery. He's back with us. We've got some questions come in, Randy, that we didn't get to, and we're going to welcome some others as well. Before we do that, Jeff in Jamestown wanted to weigh in on our conversation with Trent Luce on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Jeff, what's on your mind?
I'm glad to see Trent get on the deal here because he speaks the truth 100% of the time.
Isn't he amazing?
Well, agriculture has always been a friend of wildlife. I don't care if it's ranching, farming, whatever. Drive around and look. Where do you see wildlife grazing? It's usually on ranch land or farmland. And wildlife consistently, 100% agriculture is horrible for wildlife. It's just not true. We get a black eye all the time. I don't know where they come from or where they think this is going to go, but it's about they're going to control all of it.
Here's how I look at it. I don't understand President Obama in any way, shape, or form. How he, you know, what he does is just so different than what I would do. It just is, it's hard to comprehend. But if we all knew his, in my mind, I guess the best way to say it is sort of belief set, sort of here's what I stand for, here's what's most important to me, then we'd understand why he does what he does. He just believes government solves every problem. He's uninterested in the United States military. They're a nuisance. And foreign policy is a distraction from the really important stuff of transforming the United States of America. Okay? Same thing in my mind with some of, not all, some of the people who make up places like the U.S. Fish and Wildlife and BLM. They believe they own the land. So when they come from that mindset, then I guess it makes it a little more easier to understand. Does that... that make any sense, Jeff?
It does. And be honest, most of the wildlife don't have a working knowledge of how livestock, wildlife, how it really works, how it interacts, how one feeds the other. This is the worst part. They don't have a working knowledge. And to be honest with you, 90% of our government doesn't have a working knowledge of agriculture, period. But they're going to have to pretty quick, sooner or later.
Appreciate the call. We have some others. We have some others as well on some comments that came in rather about our conversation with Trent. We'll save those for a little later. Randy Miller is back with us, director of the North Dakota State Lottery. Thanks for coming back, Randy.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Let's chat about a couple of things. One, what do you make of the fact that the $1.5 billion is the new jackpot number? Is that surprising?
Well, it's not surprising because sales have been steadily. Increasing, it seems, from last week, and it looks like the pattern's continuing this week as well. The Multi-State Lottery Association will evaluate again tomorrow morning to see if it will increase again before the drawing.
So does that happen once a day?
They're looking at it once a day, yes.
All right, so it could go up one more time before the draw.
That is correct.
I got it. And, Todd, we had some questions. Why don't you roll that call that came in on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline for Randy?
Hey, good morning. Wonder if anybody knows how many tickets were sold for tonight's drawing. I'm just curious how many are out there. Hey, have a good day.
All right, so I think talking about tomorrow night's drawing in the Powerball, but how many tickets are selling a day?
We actually do not track the number of tickets. Ours are by sales, and I think rather than using a comparison from last week on Tuesday and Wednesday because the jackpot was lower, we'll look at what Friday and Saturday sales were. It's a little more comparative to where we're at, and we can say you can probably add a increase to that. Last Friday, the sales were at $1 million overall for all the lottery games, and on Saturday it was $1.4 million for the lottery games. So I would anticipate come Tuesday and Wednesday that we should probably see in that $1.5 to $2 million each day.
The number that really blew me away was when you and Attorney General Stengel shared the number of, average sales in a given week on the Powerball lottery is $400 to $450 million, right?
450,000 is the average sales per...
I'm sorry, yeah, 400 to 450,000 in actual sales in North Dakota, and you're at 4.4 million in sales in the last week.
Yep, 4.1 million was last week was our sales, so 10 times what our average sales...
Yeah, so you go from 400,000 to 4 million in sales.
That is correct.
Yeah, that tells you what a mega jackpot does. So, and would you think that number is going to be north of $4 million this year, this week?
Well, it's not going to be a full week unless the jackpot rolls again Wednesday. So you're in comparison to last week with two draws. But I would say looking at where we're at with sales, yesterday it'd be Sunday and Monday, we were at about $1 million. So I think it could be right around $4 million. Maybe you'll exceed that even.
All right. How many tickets were sold? We got that. What's the cash payout? Let me ask that question.
Yep. With the new jackpot at $1.5 billion, and that's an annuity, of course, and that's 30 payments over 29 years. But the cash if option is $930 million. And so that would be if someone decided they didn't want to extend the annuity, they could request the $930 million, and then we would take taxes off of that.
Is anybody worried about that right now, right? Whatever. Yeah, fine. What? Yep. Where do I sign?
Yeah,
you know.
I don't think you have to worry much about that. I have plenty to cover.
Although it'd be kind of fun to have the even what they take home, even what the, you know, go over a billion. So even after all the, you know,
absolutely
incredible. So again, say that one more time on the numbers.
The annuity is $1.5 billion, and the cash jackpot is $930 million.
That's when you say I want cash. Still got to have taxes, but yeah, okay. Pretty amazing. Yeah. What is the percentage, by the way, of people who take the cash versus the annuity?
You know, it's well over 95% of the winners across the industry that take the cash option.
That's not probably good financial planning, right?
You know, there's a big misconception out there that, and I've touched on it in my reports to a quarterly newsletter, but I think it's worth reiterating, and that is that if an annuity winner takes the 30 payments over 29 years, and let's just say they pass away after 20 years, there's a misconception that they're not going to receive that money, and that's untrue. It will go to their estate, and whoever their estate beneficiaries are will receive the remainder of that annuity payments.
Still an asset, right?
That's exactly right.
So that makes sense. John in Carrington has a question for our guest, Randy Miller. 800-228-0550 if you do, or text Todd at 701-226-8503 on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline today, live from the State Lottery Office in Bismarck. John, what's on your mind?
I got a question about one of the other ones. The 2x2, you get two numbers, you get a lousy $3. Can't you guys afford to do a little better than that, like 5 or 10 anyway? I mean, that's awful cheap. It jumps to 100 if you get 3. I just thought I'd ask you to address that.
No, that's a good question. I appreciate that. The 2x2 game, there's three states involved in the 2x2 game, North Dakota, Kansas, and Nebraska. So the odds, of course, with the less population is much better of a game payout, whether jackpot odds or the overall odds. And with that matrix that's built to support that population, that free ticket for the matching one or the $3 for the matching of two is what fits into there to keep it the payment schedule consistent with what the sales are from the three states. So if we increase those, we would have to decrease somewhere else in the matrix to be able to up those smaller prizes.
Well, make it 75 on the other one and give us $5 anyway. I mean, $3 is almost an insult, in my opinion anyway, for what it's worth.
No, I will take that back to our committee, and we will discuss that as an option when we're looking at any game changes for 2x2 down the road. Appreciate that.
All right.
Thanks, John. Appreciate the call. Others welcome. Stephen in Watford City is waiting to weigh in. Watford City. I can dream about being in Watford City right now. North unit of the park. It's not that cold because the view is so beautiful you'd forget about the cold. More coming up after the break on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're on the edge of adventure, and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Matahe Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun.
We're rib fest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
How about that? I had to get that in.
Wow.
That's the sound I'll make when I win the 1 point. What are we thinking, Randy? $6 or $7 billion is going to go?
I would say in that range by the time it's all done, I'm guessing 1-7.
Yeah, exactly.
And then if we don't have a winner on this one, what's going to happen on Saturday? What's it going to be on Saturday?
Oh, my gosh. Hysteria.
Yeah, absolutely. That's going to be well over $2.5 billion, I would guess.
How do you top hysteria?
Yeah, that's right.
It's hysteria on top of hysteria.
Yeah,
we are back live at the North Dakota State Lottery Office. Randy Miller, the director, is with us today in the program. Our thanks to Wayne Stengem, the Attorney General, joined us earlier. Trent Luce of Luce Tail, sixth-generation farmer on the situation standoff out at Oregon. Last chance to get a question in at 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550. We are brought to you today by our friends at B-Mobile. North Dakota's largest premium retailer for Verizon Wireless. That's right, Verizon, the name you know and trust for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. You know, at Verizon, they like to say, because every moment matters. And that's what you'll love about B-Mobile. Local family-owned company, carry all the latest smartphones and tablets, keep you connected with the personalized customer service you deserve without the lines and the hassles. Verizon's everywhere you're at, whether at home, the lakes, or beyond. To find a location near you, visit bmobile.com. Connect to communicate at bmobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. bmobile.com. And there's a long list of locations that you'll find them at, which is kind of cool, too. Randy, another question waiting here. We're going to go to Watford City, North Dakota. Steven is on the phone on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead, Steven. What's up?
Hey, I wanted to ask about, you know, taxes and the lottery program. Does it make a difference in taxes if you take cash up front as opposed to the annuity, or are you better off tax-wise taking the annuity as opposed to cash up front?
Well, I would say how do
I get to keep the most amount?
Yeah, at that level, with the jackpot where it's at, I don't think it's going to make a big difference in regards to taking, you know, the cash up front or the annuity in payments. You're going to be in that tax bracket. I think that's the highest tax bracket that you're most likely going to be in anyway. And, you know, the annuity, I would like to say that with the annuity, you do earn 4% each year on interest. So, you know, that's going to add some, as well, to help offset some of that. So,
sounds like you better call Donald Trump's tax man to figure that one out.
Yeah. All right, thank you.
Pleasant problem, Stephen. Thanks for calling very much. Cindy's on the road. What's on your mind, Cindy?
Hi. I was just wondering, how do they do the numbers for the Powerball? Is it by computer generated, or do they have like those bingo balls or whatever?
Yeah, and I'm going to dovetail on that question from a question that came from a listener earlier who heard about a scandal where the numbers were being fixed and the person was being fired. So not only how do they do it, but also the integrity. And that, by the way, was not Powerball. It was a different game, I think, right?
The other that the listener was referencing was the Hot Lotto game. That is correct. And that's a random number generation game that they use computer to pick the numbers.
Right, and there were some issues that they corrected.
That is correct.
Yes. Fired some people or whatever, yeah.
Yep, and put security measures in place. But that did work. You know, it did do its job. They caught the employee that was the fraudulent activity, and so the system worked how it was supposed to work.
In Cindy's case, how is it done? How are the numbers drawn?
For Powerball, the drawing occurs in Florida, and the drawings are actually using the ball system. So there's five white balls and the red ball. There's a security measures that are put in place. There's an auditor that's on site, a third party auditor that's on site to observe the process prior to the drawing as well as the drawing. There's a number of other security measures, including the balls are measured before the drawings, and there's a few different sets of balls, so they're not sure which set will be selected for that particular drawing. So those measures are taken in place to alleviate any potential fraudulent activity.
Cindy, thanks for the call. Good luck to you. Steve on the road. You're next.
Thank you. I was understanding that when they came out with more numbers for Powerball, they put in too many numbers, which made it bigger odds. But then they say, well, we're just going to leave it that way. Why don't they put it back, maybe not to the original, but close to the original, so they have more winners rather than waiting. But this is ridiculous, you know, going $1.5 billion. You know, people were happy when they got $10 million.
Yep, and since
that's all on the air.
Yep, and since I've been with the lottery, that is something that I've heard from a number of players: is why such a big large jackpot? Why not spread that out? Well, about a year ago, we were in the process of adding a game called Monopoly Millionaires Club. And that game was going to offer just as you're referencing, and that is it would cap out at a certain level, say $50 million. And once that jackpot hit that amount, then after that, there would be additional winners that would be $1 million winners. And those number of additional winners would increase as the jackpot continued to roll. And so there could have been 50, you know, the $50 million jackpot, and then 50 or 100 $1 million winners. There was a number of states that started that in October, and by December, North Dakota was planning on joining in January, I believe it was. And by December, the game ended because the sales were so sluggish that, and with the research that was done from players, amazing, there's a majority of the players that want to see the large jackpots, and that's when they get in the game. So it's, you know, it's how you ever you're looking at it, and we've tried, and I understand what you're saying, and wish that we could get that way, but unfortunately, it doesn't work for the most of the players.
All right, well, great job on a fun week. Remember, you can buy online. The website is
www.lottery.nd.gov.
Yeah, how about that? You can buy online your Powerball ticket and designate one of the retailers that you normally would get. They'll get their share.
Yep.
Doesn't cost you anything.
Yeah, good luck, everyone. Hope to see you on Thursday collecting your check here at the lottery office.
Yep.
But I would say if you do win,
they'll be
take
with
your
me.
Time.
You bet. Thanks. Sounds good. Thanks.
So, listen up.
I want to tell you about getting the most money for your business. Art Rosenberg's on the phone from Sunbelt Business Brokers. I'd imagine that one of the first questions you get from a business owner is, what's my business worth? Is that right?
That's correct. The sad part, the majority of businesses are sold for the value of its fixtures and inventory.
So how does Sunbelt do it different?
Well, Sunbelt represents the owner and an ongoing entity that allows it to find its true value and reflect it in its sales price. We look at the market growth potential, a recurring revenue, the customer base, expansion of potential services, and the current management team, whether it'll stay or whether it's moving on.
How long does this process take, Art?
From 3 to 6 months on most cases, depending on our ability to get the information together from the seller and matching them up with a qualified buyer.
Call Art and the team at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota, 701-347-2727, or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.